This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
One needs to be careful with what you post, even as a 14-year-old. And I think in the case of Bianca, what makes it hard is that if you are racist at 14, then you were, what makes us think you changed 5, 10 years, 6 years later? Or does it naturally say that's how you was raised? That's definitely how you were raised in this case. You know? Now, Bianca has landed in the hot seat for several racial slurs in tweets that she posted years back. And joining us on the line, it's Thabo Tshabalala, Khadi Rangata, and Laila Majid to talk to us about this, speaking about how the internet never forgets and whether it is fair to cancel people for posts from 10 years ago. If I tweeted 10 years ago, F the government, you know? And then now I've actually changed my stance because then I was talking about a different government, maybe. Will I still be held liable? Khoshigadi, Thobela.
Thobela le kae?
Re gona raleng. Thank you very much for coming through. That is Khadi Rangata, digital strategist and Power 987 presenter. What's the worst thing that you posted and tweeted some time back, Khadi, and you think, maybe I shouldn't have said that? Have you ever found yourself in such, or at least with all this storm that's coming and thinking, I might have did it some time back?
I think maybe
careful.
I'm very careful. Like in my varsity days, maybe it was pictures of yourself dancing at some party. But even then, I always thought of if my mother or if my employers had to see this, would I be proud of myself? And if not, and that post was not posted by myself, I would ask for it to be taken down. So I've always been careful of social media because social media does not forget, ever. So even if you had to post something and delete it, it still doesn't forget, because if you had to search Khadi Rangata, there will be pictures, there will be videos, there will be posts that will pop up even if you have deleted it. So I've always known that, and I've always been very, very careful of what I put out there.
All right, and let's also welcome on the line, Leila. Good morning.
Good morning, Kwena.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Are you also as cautious as Khadi?
Absolutely. I think the most questionable thing I've posted probably has to do with love. And even then, I'm like, maybe I should go back and delete it. But that's probably as far as, you know, questionable tweets go for me.
Okay. I wonder, I've been trying to rattle my head if there's ever anything that I've posted in that regard, but I think I've just been a little bit too cautious myself. Let's welcome also on the line Thabo Tshabalala. Thabo, you sound like one of those people who tweets recklessly.
Not even, Gwena. I think I've never taken back any post. I'm very conscious. I think ever since, you know, social media started growing in South Africa, I've been very conscious. Back in the day, obviously, when I was still in high school, I would, mostly using Facebook, I would just put anything up as my status. But it wouldn't be anything offensive or harmful to anyone, as all the policies in these social media, when you register for these social media, there's policies that you need to adhere to. And, you know, you need to read those policies. So I'm one of those who's very conscious when I tweet or when I post something on any platform on social media, Kwena.
But then as we get into the real conversation here, and I'll start again with you, Thabo. Is it fair then to be judging a person like Bianca for tweets that she tweeted 14 years, when she was 14, rather?
I, you know, just thinking about the situation last night, I was like, maybe there's someone who was threatened by Bianca and started digging. what she's tweeted or what she or what she's posted on social media, and came across these tweets that came out about 7-8 years ago. And unfortunately, as Khadi said, the internet does not forget. And when you are contesting for such a big competition as Miss South Africa, everyone will come for you, because it's either they are threatened by you or, you know, for whatever reason, Gwena. So that's my analysis of this whole Bianca situation.
But then again, Thabo, and I'll bring you in, Leila, here. Zozibini also, they digged. There are people who went and trying to find stuff from Zozibini.
Remember, Gwena, when it comes to racism, this country, especially Twitter, they will come for you. They will come for you, Gwena.
So, Thabo, you mentioned it quite clearly. It's called racism. And even in her apology, she failed to acknowledge the wrong in her tweet. She's apologizing because she was caught, not because she understands the ramifications of what she said and why it was wrong. And it's, you know, therefore somewhat of an insincere apology because she fails to acknowledge her wrong.
And I think, Leila, just bring you in again here. Does it come down to that, as to even when you tweet, even if it's offensive, there are some things that are unforgivable? You know, I gave an example of Kevin Hart and homophobia and racism. There are just some things that even if you said it 20 years ago, they are still unforgivable, irrespective.
Absolutely. You know, they are. And in South Africa, it's even more so. You have to be so careful what you tweet. But if that's your character also, it's just questionable to begin with. And so it certainly doesn't align with what Ms. SA stands for. And people were right to call her out for it.
Khadi, from your side, again, you know, we then speak about this whole issue of, as Thabo was saying, that people will naturally, looking at the platform that Bianca was in as somebody who wanted to be the next Miss South Africa. You know, is it okay for us then to go and dig? Is it fair for us to go and dig and try and find out what Khadi has been tweeting? If as an employer, maybe a potential employer, can I do that and say, let's find out what Khadi was doing when she was at high school? Is it fair for me to do that as a potential employer?
Fair or not, I mean, that's what recruiters are doing right now, because you are an ambassador of self. So whatever it is that you put out there, whatever it is that you wear, whoever it is that you are representing self. And you need to think, if I want you now to come represent my company, would I want you to be out there? Would I be proud of your history? Unfortunately, your history also comes to play, right? Whether it was in high school, whether it was in tertiary, fair or not, all of that just comes into play. Somebody is bound to find it. So I go out and I find it and make a decision of whether or not I want to associate myself with you. We've seen celebrities who've lost out on endorsements because 10 years ago you tweeted about this brand and it was an opinion. And I always say that when in doubt, ask yourself, is this really, really necessary? And if it is it a representation of who you are? Is it a representation of who you are now? Will it be a representation of who you will be later? I mean, it's almost like a fashion statement. In as much as years ago, it was the thing. Years from now, it won't be a thing. Would you be proud of yourself wearing that top? Years later, would you be okay seeing yourself in it?
But Nekilimwana, I was a kid. I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was young and irresponsible. So why are you judging me on my youthfulness?
Something else that Emma Sandler said when I started with digital, and that stuck with me for a very long time. She said, before you tweet or before you put out a picture, right, think, would you be proud of seeing that on a huge
billboard? Yeah, I know that
where
phrase, yes.
Your mom, your dad, your grandmother, your little nephew, your niece, your kids will see it. And if you feel like you will not be proud of them seeing it and you do not want them to see it, don't put it up.
You know, Thabo, One thing about social media, and I'm sure the four of us can agree that it's got a certain level of negativity, a certain level of toxicity, a certain level of people just finding the negatives. I mean,
And Gwena, I think Twitter, most importantly, if you go on any other social media platform, it's not as negative as this platform that we have glorified so much in society called Twitter. And Gwena, the interesting thing is that it's the least followed social media platform in the whole entire world. There's over 300 million, if I'm not mistaken, monthly active users on Twitter, as to the 2.6 billion people that are already on Facebook. It's just something I don't understand. Why stuff that's on Twitter make the news?
Yeah, because I think it's the immediacy of it, and I think that it comes down to that. Tabo.
But Gwena, why can't stuff that trend on Facebook make the news? Why does stuff on Facebook that trend end up on Twitter, and then when they're on Twitter, they make the news? It's just something that's really bothering me as society, as we've glorified this app so much that we think it's the world, and it's not, Gwena.
Does it not come down with class, Nje? There's levels to this thing. You know, when you're on Facebook, you are LSM1.
because Gwena, if this Bianca story had broken out on Facebook, would you have believed it as much as if it was on Twitter?
I probably wouldn't have seen it.
You see, that's my thing. We've glorified this app so much, which is the least followed app in the whole entire world.
And I mean, again on that, Leila, you know, then when we look at this, is it something then again that, as much as we say we need to be careful, and going to my point of how there's just so much negativity and toxicity, should we be taking it this serious? Are we not being a little bit oversensitive about things that are said on this platform, as Tabo says, that it's even the least followed?
No, I think because regardless of, you know, whether it's the least followed or not, what you tweet has ramifications, and you always need to be considerate of that. So it opens up to a bigger question or bigger conversation around how do you manage your social media, and should you be auditing it regularly? And you absolutely should, because while we evolve, you know, our thoughts and opinions change. It doesn't take away from the fact whether, you know, if you're a racist, you're a racist, and if you tweet racist things, it remains racist. But you have to be auditing your social media, because today you might tweet something in jest, and then tomorrow you realize, actually, no, that's not in line with your brand, and you should absolutely take it down. So it's an encouragement to all of us that, you know, like Khadi said, recruiters are always looking at your social media platforms to see whether or not your brand is aligned with that of the company that you're applying to. So go out and audit your social media platforms. Make sure that what you're tweeting and what you're putting on Facebook and Instagram is in line with what you want to be a representation of yourself.
I want us to touch on two things that we normally do. Like, for instance, jokes. Khadi, if I post a joke, I might find it funny, but it might not be funny to Leila. It might not be funny to somebody else. How then do you navigate something like that? Where, for me, it's hilarious. But my potential employer looking at it is like, that was not funny at all. In fact, that was offensive.
Yeah. I always also say to people that some conversations should not be on social media. I think if you know Khadi, if Gwena knows Khadi, and you know that I have a very dry sense of humor, you will get that my jokes are a joke. But if Leila doesn't know me and I put out a tweet and she sees it, to her it doesn't come across as a joke. So it's absolutely okay to keep some conversations off social media, because it can easily be twisted. Again, if you would not put it on a billboard, just don't do it at all. You don't have to have an opinion. No. Not everybody understands that a joke is a joke. That's why I say that things can easily be twisted. And
people who don't know you, for example, I know that sometimes my sense of humor might not be the funniest ever, but somebody who knows me knows that, okay, Khadi's joking there. So you don't have to put things out on social media, one. It's absolutely okay not to have an opinion as well about certain things.
But then, Khadi, is it not the same that where, for instance, I post my daily prayers at 3 o'clock every morning? Somebody out there who is not a Christian might find them offensive.
No, that's okay. I think when it
it's
comes
okay
to
you because you probably they work for you. But it speaks to that point that if a potential employer then doesn't believe in this whole Christian thing, can they come to me and say, "Well, we like you, but the fact that when every morning at 3 you're coming up with this Jesus nonsense, we're not gonna give you a job." Do you know what I mean?
You can't discriminate against someone's religion, but also discriminating against a joke is also that's questionable, you know. So I think when it comes to, there's also laws that are put into place in terms of discriminatory things and actually looking at people otherwise because of what they believe in. But when it comes to jokes, it's ask yourself, is it necessary? Is this absolutely necessary? And if not, don't do it.
Now, the tricky one, again, on Laila, in the same breath where we're talking about jokes, the troublesome one, and where we see a lot of influencers going that route where they would post nudes, whether full nudes, semi-nudes and whatever, which again, we know people that have naturally coined it out of posting nudes, semi-naked pictures, sexy pictures. Where do you draw the line in that regard, if there is?
Oh, that's a tough one. And I think, again, it goes back to your personal brand. If you're an influencer and, you know, you're a fashion influencer who posts about fashion and semi-nude, you know, is in line with your brand and what you want to represent, then that's fine in you. But again, if you're a professional who works in a certain industry, there is, of course, a certain image which you need to maintain. And ask yourself if your clients were to see that, would they find that professional? And so those are the questions that you need to constantly ask yourself. But again, you know, personal brand, does it align with you and what you want your employers to see?
But then again, you see, for me, the confusion, and Tawa, as I bring you in here, especially when it comes to nudes, right? If I have been working very hard in the last 50 days of lockdown, and I feel like I've got this transformed body, Ginalistic Speknyan, and then I'm going to post that picture on my Instagram on wearing only my Speedos. How different is it from that lady who's posting this ka swimwear at a beach or something, you know? And I find that, is it open to interpretation as it were? Because for me, it would be like saying that, you know, lockdown gains, hashtag summer body, whatever, body goals 2020, whatever it is that people do. Where do you draw the line in that regard?
Well, I think when it all boils down to your
Because Kikale Pona still.
But when it all boils down to your caption, and I think if you want to post your body goals, I think you should do it very cleverly. Don't just post yourself half naked or in your Speedos. Rather, before and after, then I think to a person who's checking out your social media, they will understand what you were trying to do with this post. And like just posting a half naked picture of yourself and the caption doesn't make sense.
Tabo, quickly, a question here from one of Power Up's loyal listeners, goes by the name of Bob Mabena. He says, how many people in South Africa are on Twitter?
Well, I'm not
the last
sure.
The last I checked, it was like a year or so or back, it was about 8 million, I think.
I also think so.
Any takers, Leila, Khadi? Do we have
how many people are on social media?
Oh no, on Twitter. On Twitter specifically in South Africa. I think the last I checked, the 2018 figures were about 8 million.
They've went way up.
Way up.
I think in 2020.
In percentages, what? 3%, 4%, 5%?
I think it's 3%, Gwena.
3% of the population.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that was a question coming from Bob there on Twitter. And let's take a quick call from Timothy before we wrap it up. Tim, go for it. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, my partner and I, we were one time watching a movie, well, movies, The Helper and, you know, 12 Years of Slaves. Mm. And he said a very deep comment, which at that time I didn't understand because I thought it was quite deep. He said, some actors left their racist moment. And at that time I didn't understand it. But your conversation actually, it actually ringed a bell now to say, if you're racist, you always remain racist.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And again, you know, as we wind it down, you know, should we then, Khadi, starting with you, with all that has been said, should we forgive? Should we forgive people like Bianca?
Sure, we forget though.
you can go out, you can say it's a no for me. It's okay, we understand.
It's a no from me.
Okay.
It's a no from me because also there's evidence from her schoolmates, there's evidence from people who
but
know
she's
her
got,
now.
But
as
she's
well.
Got black friends.
That doesn't say anything. I think for
guys.
The mere fact that she also said that I am guilty and I'm trying to cover up my guilt with this one thing that actually says nothing about nothing. I think, yeah, no, we might consider forgiving, but we won't forget. And I think for the position she was going for, people will also never forget.
Leila, your take?
It's an absolute no for me. Having gone through a long thread of tweets of hers, whether it dates back to 10 years ago or not, her character is questionable. Mm-hmm. And racism remains that. It remains racism. So in this instance, and she didn't acknowledge her wrong and why it was wrong, which means she doesn't quite understand that simply she was racist.
Thabo?
It's a complete no. I mean, even her modeling agency, I think it's Cynic Models,
yeah,
they took
Cynic,
out
yeah.
a thread of tweets, and then after that they deleted when they were defending her. Then after that, they tweet again saying that she's withdrawing from Miss South Africa. Even her own modeling agency is still problematic. So no, Gwena, she must really fall.
But she's a pretty girl. We should just forgive her.
Even right now, there's a Cooper chick who's also trending and who's also trending for also the same reason.
Was she defending? No. I saw that, the Oneida Cooper.
Oneida Cooper, yeah.
Is she the one, was she defending this one? Or
she's kind of defending her and they should all just, you know, just leave social media, just deactivate. We don't need that negativity. We can't go back. We've come so far as a country, and we cannot go back.
All right, guys, thank you very much, Thabo, Leila, and Khadi. I appreciate your time and your insight this morning.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.